What is up, guys? My name is Corey Willis here, and you're listening to another edition of the Southern Rain Sportscast. Glad to be back with you guys here on the show. We got a lot to talk about from the week that was. Yes, the first week of the 2019 college football regular season is wrapped up. We can put a nice bow on it. Got a lot of games to talk about, good and bad. Yeah, pretty sure you guys already know what games I'm talking about. But we're going to talk about all of that. And we'll also talk about week two coming up. We've got a lot of great games coming up this week. So stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick break. But when I come back, I'm going to talk about all of that and more. You're listening to the Southern Rain Sportscast. Stay tuned, guys. All right, guys, welcome back, as I said, to the show. It was a great week last week. We had a lot of great football games that were, you know, in front of us. Let's see. So last week, I told you guys, well, this was before I found out the technical issues that came along with the show last week. I had six games for you guys that I was curious of seeing during week one. Come to find out that you guys didn't really get the full six. So that's on me. What a bonehead move by me. I mean, if I was a head football coach and you guys were the fans, you guys would want to fire me, probably. That's fair. I probably deserve it. But yeah. So I did pick six games. You guys didn't get to hear it. But yeah. Among those six games, I did have some that, you know, I was looking forward to watching. In terms of many things. Some of the games were based off of just personnel, certain guys that I did want to see, but just the overall team I did want to, you know, check out. Wisconsin took on South Florida last week. That game was a snooze fest, and I'm saying that in a nice way. But that game was really a snooze fest. Wisconsin won that game 49-0. It wasn't even close. Blake Barnett was 13 for 30 with 109 yards and two interceptions. I was looking for him to at least, you know, maybe South Florida not winning, but at least a close game. They didn't even give me that last week. Jack Cohn, he was 19 for 26 with 201 yards and two touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor, he had 16 carries, 135 yards and two touchdowns. He also had two receptions for 48 yards and two touchdowns, as I'm seeing as well. I watched the game for as much as I could, and I just couldn't take it anymore. Yeah, I'm not sure what South Florida is going to do this year. But with all the teams that they have to face themselves, starting off like this isn't, you know, showing much to a national audience that, you know, you have a chance to, you know, compete for a New Year's Six Bowl. Not when you have Memphis and UCF. Those teams come to play football. And if you're not ready to come play football, then you're going to get beat every time. But yeah, that was one of the games that I had. Bama versus Duke. that was a game that I was curious about just because of what Bama had lost on the defensive side of the football. They don't have one of their star, well, two of their star linebackers. They don't have Dylan Moses, and they also are losing Joshua McMillan. Both of those guys produced really, really well defensively last year for the Tide. It was a slow game. Started out slow. By the second quarter, Alabama started to kind of settle down, and they won a game 42-3. One of the other games that I had from last week was the Ohio State Buckeyes playing at home. They played the Florida Atlantic Owls. Another one of those games where it wasn't even close. They won a game 45-21. Justin Fields, his first year as the Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback, he was 18 for 25, 234 yards passing, and four touchdowns. J.K. Dobbins, he had 21 carries for 91 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, like I said, this was just another game where the bigger team had more talent, and they took control of week one. It's going to be telling as we keep going forward into the college football season, what this team is going to be like. But from what I saw, I saw a team that still Ohio State. They still have a lot of talent. And, hey, it's going to be them, Michigan. And if I had to say Penn State, because Penn State beat someone, I can't remember, but they beat them. That game was in the 70s. That's all I know. It was ridiculous. But I'd say those three teams are destined for greatness, determined on how they do. Just determining on how they do going forward with their seasons. Now, the SEC and the ACC had another one of those clashes that took place out in Charlotte last week. South Carolina and North Carolina went against each other. Before I go and talk about that game, Hurricane Dorian, of course, as I'm recording this, has already made landfall. My thoughts and prayers are with all of you all out there in the Carolinas. I hope everything, of course, gets back to normal. It's never good to go through a hurricane or any bad storm, but my thoughts and prayers are with you all, and I know all of you all will get through this. South Carolina and North Carolina went up against each other last week. North Carolina ended up prevailing in that game. They won 24-20 by knocking out the Gamecocks. Sam Howell, their quarterback for North Carolina, he finished the game 15 for 24, 245 yards and two touchdowns. Jake Bentley, he was 16 for 30, 142 yards, a touchdown and two interceptions. And also, as I'm recording this now, you probably heard that Jake Bentley is out with an apparent foot injury. Will Muschamp stated that he was going to be out for a numerous amount of time. So we don't know when we'll get Jake Bentley back. South Carolina doesn't even know when they're going to get Jake Bentley back. But if you're a Gamecocks fan, you have to be devastated that your leader of your team is out and that he's not going to be with his football team for quite a while. So the Gamecocks are going to have to turn it up some kind of way, because it can get ugly before it gets any better. They take on Charleston Southern, a 9 a.m. kickoff. I think that's Pacific time. Yeah, 9 a.m. Pacific on the SEC Network. So South Carolina has a lot to try to make up for after losing that first game. But as for the Tar Heels, I'd say that was a big statement for Mac Brown and his new team by getting the win versus one of your rivals in South Carolina. That was a big win for him. He was very emotional about the game. And we'll have to see what North Carolina does going forward. But yeah, they won that game. Pretty much a nail biter at the end when they forced the fumble and they scooped it up for a score. That was a big statement win. But yeah, North Carolina took that game out in Charlotte. Oklahoma took on Houston. De'Aaron King and the Houston Cougars took on new Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. This game was kind of close towards the end, but Jalen Hurts did his thing. He was 20 for 23, 332 yards with three touchdowns. He was amazing. He also had three touchdowns rushing as well. 16 carries, 176 yards. Just an amazing performance from Jalen Hurts. De'Aaron King, he was 14 for 27, 167 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. I'd say both of these teams are going to be teams that I'd say the country will have to look out for, just because Houston's so good, especially with Dana Holgorsen being the head coach there this year. Both of these offenses are just amazing to watch. Both of these offenses are just amazing to watch, and I look forward to seeing what they do for the rest of the season. But yeah, 49-31, Oklahoma Sooners in that one. Now, the game that all of you watched last weekend, the Auburn Tigers took on the Oregon Ducks in a clash back from the past. From 2011 in the national championship, Auburn took home the W, 27-21 in a nail biter. Bo Nix, Auburn's brand new quarterback, freshman quarterback, he was 13 for 31, 177 yards with two touchdowns and two interceptions. He looked like a freshman in this game, but boy, when it was time for him to show up, boy, did he ever show up. Justin Herbert for Oregon, he was 28 for 37, 242 yards passing with a touchdown, no interceptions. This was a great game. Like I said, a nail biter to the end. It had great offense, great defense. I'd probably say the defense was some of the best defense from two teams, I'd say. From last week, I really enjoyed this game. It was the highlight of the week, of week one. And yeah, we'll have to see where Auburn and Oregon go from here. All right, guys, now before I get out of here this week, I have to tell you about the games that's coming up this week. We have still a couple of games that you guys will probably want to go ahead and watch. I know I will. This week we have Texas playing at home versus LSU. Yeah, the Tigers will be heading to Austin to take on the Longhorns in a ranked matchup for the ages. I'm gonna say right now that this will probably be one that Texas and LSU will look back and say, man, we either should have won that game, or man, how big was that game for us in terms of getting into the college football playoffs and having like a great resume for the committee. I'm looking for this game to be a really good game. Sam Ellinger, he's a great quarterback out in the Big 12 right now, and for Texas in general. Colin Johnson, Devin Duvernay, Brandon Eagles, all of those guys are going to have to step up. Keontae Ingram, all of these guys are going to have to step up and make plays for the team if they want to win this game. And then on the flip side, when you look at LSU, this team is loaded from top to bottom. Wide receivers have really good wide receivers. Terrace Marshall's, he's a good receiver on that team. Long rangy. Stephon Sullivan, he's still there. You have a lot of great talent. Joe Burrow's back as well. And on the defensive side, can't forget about that. Clavion Chasen, one of the best linebackers, I'd say, in the country. He's making his return to Texas. Kid from Texas, played high school football not too far away from here in Central Texas, where I'm currently at right now. But yeah, he's back. Grant Delpit's back. This defense for the Tigers is loaded as well. And this is going to be one of the games, like I said, folks, that I think we'll all look back and say, man, how big was this game? Another Texas school that's going to have a big game come this Saturday will be Texas A&M. They'll head over to Clemson to take on the Tigers. That's going to be another big game. If you saw last year with Clemson and A&M, that was a nail-biter. So we'll see what Jimbo Fisher has for his team. Can they respond and try to get that upset win over the Clemson Tigers and try to revenge that loss from last year in Kyle Field? We'll have to see that game, but I'm eager to see another game featuring Trevor Lawrence and Kellen Munn. It will be another nail biter, I think, because both of those quarterbacks, when it comes time to play these big games, you see a little bit of that side where both teams are kind of like poking the bear with each other. And I think that that's going to be a game that is probably going to feel just like that Oregon and Auburn game, but I'm ready to see that game. If you know what happened last week, Georgia State, a team that was 2-10 last year. A bad showing for the Volunteers. They're going to have to make up big time. They take on BYU this Saturday. That's going to be a game that they're going to have to make up for that bad loss. I'm eager to see how this team responds. Last week, I was watching that game. These guys just looked lazy. They just looked like they weren't in it, which is telling by I'm just mind boggled how they lost that game, but they're going to have to show up. Ole Miss, they take on Arkansas in Vaughn Hemingway Stadium this Saturday. They're going to have to respond as well after losing to Memphis on the road. A big game for both teams. We all saw what happened with Chad Morris last year. We all saw what happened to Ole Miss last year. There can only be one winner, but this is a big game for both teams. Probably bigger for Ole Miss than I'd say Arkansas, just because they lost last week to a really good Memphis team, as I would say. Like, don't count those guys out. I'm probably going to be talking about those guys just as much as I'll probably be talking about a UCF or a Houston. Those guys have a chance as well to squeak into a New Year's Six Bowl. But yeah, those are my games of the week that I'm excited to see what happens. And like I said, I can't wait. I know you guys can't wait. And when it's all said and done, I'll be here with you guys to recap it. But yeah, that's it. That's it for this week. I can't wait for Saturday. It's going to be some great games, and I hope you guys enjoy them all. Drive safe. Don't do anything that I would do, but watch football. Sit back and relax and watch football. But guys, if you want to follow me on social media, you can follow my Twitter page at listen2ksw, all one handle. I also like to thank Ben Sound for the music High Octane. Now, to listen to more of Ben Sound's music, you can log on to www.bensound.com. And yeah, that's it, everyone. Catch you guys next week. Peace.